This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Yeah, probably should turn that on, huh? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be part of the conversation, be part of the process, be part of the solution, which is my favorite thing. You know, just, you know what, don't just spew party line. Right, we're all really good at spewing party line, but go a little further than that. All right? I mean, seriously, no joke. Go a little further than that. Get informed, get engaged, understand what's going on, understand what you need to. Yeah, I know, you can tell already I'm on it, right? I've already dealt with a few people that are making me nuts because they don't have the real information. They don't really know what the issues are. If you don't know what the issues are, I don't know how you expect for us to take you seriously. Anyway, so get informed, get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Yes, that's right. You get informed here. You will get informed. We may not like what you hear, but you'll definitely get informed here on The Real Side. And I really do appreciate those of you who tune in on a regular basis. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to do a couple things tonight. We got, what's her name? Kimberly Moran will join us after the first break. And I'm sure she's hot with everything that's happened over the weekend. Also, I got Carrie Quashie going to join me again. And I had a long discussion with two people today about marijuana. We used to call it, you know, Mary Jane, all that stuff. And again, I'm not trying to be your moral compass on anything. This is on you. But you do it with information. Don't do it with the information from 1968. Do it with the information from 2019. I'm just tired of the same fight with people that I respect and like, and they refuse to get informed. You know what I mean? So the kind of topic, the thing, the road I was going to go down tonight was the media's dying. We know this. And it seems like it's taking forever. A long, long, slow, nasty death. I don't know what's taking them so long. Can we find a way to rush it along? Think about something. Since Trump started as president, the negative reposting or reporting by mainstream media, it just hasn't stopped. When I went back and just spot-checked some numbers, percentages, soon after he became president, let's just put it this way. It never has dropped below 80% of negatively reporting on Donald Trump. And Tammy brought up something last week which kind of sent me down this road. She said, do you remember being like this with George W.? No. Actually, don't. I don't even remember with George W. or Clinton or any of the other ones. I don't remember hearing as much about them. Right? George W. went to France today to lay a wreath at the grave of blah, 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 blah. Okay, in other news, the rest of the news was about other things going on around the world. Apparently, the only thing happening in the world today is Donald Trump. He's the only thing that drives every atom, everything that goes on a piece of paper through the airwaves. It's just amazing to me. It even hit 1 month back in 18, 97%, I think it was February. 97% of the negative news stories about Donald Trump on mainstream media. Now, most presidents get a honeymoon period once they get in. You've got to find their sea legs, so to speak, and learn how to maneuver and that kind of thing. But not Donald Trump. Well, actually, that's not true. I'd be lying if I said that. He did get it. His, remember, from the time he got elected, they went total negative on him. Starting the next day. But at one point in that early days, it dropped down to 86%. I guess that was a honeymoon. I don't know. They were also focused on hating them, that they both blow past any of the good news at all when it came to him. Let's just go back to the solid numbers that I can go through the end of 2018, right? So you have all the numbers for 2018. They're in now. We know almost 4 million new jobs were created. And not because Donald Trump created them, but because Donald Trump got out of the way to allow companies to create these new jobs. You know, for every one new regulation he put in place, he called for the EPA and other agencies. They had to can 22 other regulations. For every new one they put in place, they had to yank 22 out. Right? We had one of the biggest corporate tax cuts in history, including individual tax cuts. Now, some people think, oh, yeah, he's allowing people to pour more money in their pockets. So I'll tell you what, most corporations, they make more money by making more products. And when they make more money, they put more people on the lines to make more product, don't you think? The individual mandate on Obamacare killed. Moved U.S. Embassy to the capital of Israel. Appointed more circuit court judges than any other president in the first year. Right? He defeated ISIS militarily. Ripped them apart. Said he would, and he did. Lowered the black poverty rate to the lowest level since records have been kept. Oh, yeah, that was Obama's thing. Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Employment rate for women is the lowest in 65 years. Well, he hates women, so I don't know why he would do that. Matter of fact, that's got to be a mistake. First administration detained 127,000 illegal aliens with violent criminal records. Why couldn't the other one do it? Just asking. First president in history, through his running and his presidency, promised to actually appoint pro-life judges. Not even our beloved Ronald Reagan did that. He's been calling out the press for their hypocrisy, and they have been on the defense ever since he got into the presidency. Think about that. He, for the first time, he's not waking up, or the president is not waking up to see what the press said about them. The press is waking up to see what the president has thrown at them. No collusion. Right? 671,000. Oh, no, I'm going to save this one for Kimberly. She's going to love this. Double Senior Host, Kimberly Marin, joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But let me bring her on because I know you're waiting for her. That's right. We've got Kimberly Marin joins us as she does every week. I always appreciate her time and her perspective on what's going on out there in the real world. All right, Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm alive. I figured it's a starting point. What do you think? So...
Well, that's pretty good for a Monday.
I know, right? All right, so listen, I was going off, I don't know if you heard it, but I was going off over the, you know, press is killing themselves. Long, slow, shallow cuts, killing themselves. And I went through all the things that President Trump has done and promised to do, and how much negativity. I mean, the news has never really dripped below or dropped below 80%. When it comes to the negative stories about Donald Trump. But here's the kicker. Here's the thing that you were going to giggle about, right? So he's been calling out the press for the hypocrisy. He's been beating on them ever since he got, before he got elected, right? No collusions. You know, he's like stuck on that mantra. But I want you to know something. On a good night, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, EFG, all of them, 760,000 people watch their shows. All right? That is 0.2% of the American people. Now, to put that in perspective, you ready for this one? More people own chickens than watch CNN. Okay?
Wow.
And there are more, and you're close to this area, so you should know, there are more practicing witches than there are viewers of those mainstream media groups. And last
really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we have a lot of them in California. So, matter of fact, most of them are probably here. The
Shocker.
And the best one in all, there are actually more prostitutes on the street than there are people watching those news sources. So it just...
Well, what's the difference between prostitutes on the street and mainstream media?
Well, one...
I'm not quite sure.
Well, one you actually have to pay cash for. The other one, you don't.
Oh, that's true, but they both have pimps. Only the mainstream media's pimp is the DNC.
Yes, that's true. All right, I'll give you that one. You got me on that one. Anyhow, no, I mean, I'm putting these numbers together, and I'm watching, and I got irritated. Tammy had said something last week, which I thought was interesting, and it kind of stuck with me. It was, you remember this being negative under George W. Bush or any of that? And I'm going, no, you know what? They were momentary things that George did, and they would talk about it, and then they would move on to the other actual news that was going on around the world, right?
No, exactly. I was listening, and you're totally right. I don't ever remember the press being this kind of negative. But flip side, I don't remember them being so positive and have their heads so stuck so far up a president's you-know-what like they were with Obama and not being transparent or telling the truth about him.
Oh, so, please. Anyone that group now over the last 10 years, you know, you can't, they won't say anything negative. They won't go down the road. I thought it was interesting, all those stories that came out when Hillary was running about how they used to have to check. Remember the press corps would check to see which ones they could, what stories they could run and which ones they couldn't?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was a big, big deal.
Oh, the press is toast. Dude, it's funny you bring up the press because I wanted to bring this up. The AP, the Associated Press, and I'm telling people right there, I'm telling listeners right now, do not think the Associated Press and Reuters, which are supposed to be unbiased, are unbiased because it's not true. Question every piece of news you get. The AP Images sent out a tweet on Friday, and it said, 50 years ago today, and you'll appreciate this being from Massachusetts, 50 years ago today, Senator Edward M. Kennedy left a party on Chappaquiddick Island near Martha's Vineyard with Mary Jo Kopechne, 28. Sometime later, Kennedy's car went off a bridge into the water. Kennedy was able to escape, but Kopechne drowned.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe? This is a prime example of the mainstream media. And this is why I tell everyone, do not trust anything, not one thing that comes from the mainstream media. Seek alternate sources to find out the truth or verify everything they're saying because they cannot be trusted. They are biased to the left completely. It's disgusting and disgraceful what the AP said about Ted Kennedy killing Mary Jo Kopechne and not being honest about it.
Well, see, great minds think alike, because I hit that story the other day. That's exactly what I said.
Did you?
Funny how they laid this out. They should have said it was 50 years ago today that Ted Kennedy, the lion of the Senate, okay, left a young lady to die in a car to drown while he saved his own little white butt, went home, cleaned up, and didn't report it to the next day. Yeah.
People forget. People aren't taught history, and even if they are taught history, they're not taught the truth about it.
No.
I mean, you know, that's the other side of the issue in this country. But the press, and I've told you the story before, they're the reason I got involved in politics in the first place. So I kind of hate them anyway. Because otherwise I'd still be taking photographs of butterflies and flowers and living a happy, much happier life than having to be aggravated with scum.
With flowers painted on your face and all of that, right? I mean, seriously.
Okay, no, I wasn't. I might do that. No, I wasn't like that, but I had other things in life that were far more fun to do than politics.
Yeah. Well, then that's all we do now. It kind of consumes you now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hop in and hop out. It doesn't work that way. You know, I was thinking the other day of all the and I was going to do a whole piece around this, but I was thinking of all the nasties. They're screaming about the chant at Trump's rally, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about these hypocrites that were talking about, how Trump is a racist and Trump is, and he's allowed this to happen. Oh my God, how can he? Do you remember when Louis Farrakhan, he stuck up for the Iranians screaming death to America? And, you know, we can play hours and hours of chants from Iranians, and actually even people in this country from the Middle East, that scream death to America. That seems to be okay. Matter of fact, it doesn't get covered, does it?
Nope. Because the left hates America. I'm going to just point blank say it. They hate it. I firmly believe that now. Look at what they have for presidential candidates running. Oh. These people are psychopaths. They want to literally take everything good in our country and turn it into something bad, like Venezuela.
There she goes. She's gone. Oh, my goodness. See, the mute button must be the biggest button in the room. She seems to hit that on that one on a regular basis. But she's right. She is so right. Look, President did it again today, where he talked about how much that group of four hate this country. And you know what? Based on what I see them saying, that their only job is to take down Trump? No. Your job is to serve the American people as a whole and pass laws and not fight the president. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump announcing a budget and debt ceiling deal reached with Democrats. He tweets, I'm pleased to announce a deal has been struck with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on a 2-year budget and debt ceiling with no poison pills. The president goes on to say, this was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets, explanation point. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break. In other news, President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Pakistan at the White House and is asked about the upcoming Mueller testimony Wednesday. The president saying he might watch a little of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back. No, we're not. We are back. At least now that I hit the right switches, we're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Do you think I know after all these years I could do it by rope? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do me a favor. Go up to the website. Give me your email address or sign up for the text messaging. You can send a text to TRS to 55222. Send TRS to 55222. Also, our Android and Apple app are up and running, but they're like a pseudo beta version. So pull them down, put them on your phone, run through them. Don't be afraid to be a little critical. Send me emails. Say, hey, look, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, or this flows like crap here. Fix this over here. You won't, listen, I got thick skin. You won't hurt my feelings. I guarantee it. Kimberly Moran joins me as we kick off the week. And, you know, I'm just so excited, Kimberly, that the squad, the fake squad, that is. I don't, you know, you got to be careful what you call them, right? I mean, seriously, because...
I am not going to be careful what I call them. The fraud squad.
There you go. Okay, I'm good with that. I don't, you know, whatever.
I won't repeat the other words, but yeah.
Please don't.
I won't. You'll get in trouble for that
one. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, they have got to stop giving these people so much power, right?
But you know what? Think about it, Joe.
No.
No one heard of these nitwits before, right? So now you have a Muslim extremist, because that's what she is. She thinks Al-Qaeda is just perfectly fine. She said after 9/11 that, you know, some people did something, okay? So she's an extremist in that aspect. Then you have the nutjob Tlaib. She also, both all of them seem to be anti-Semites, right?
Yeah.
Of course, left-wing Jews just don't seem to care about their own party hating them. And then they're all pushing, you know, socialist policies, the Green New Deal, which will put millions of people out of work, kill all kinds of jobs, make everything so expensive no one can even afford it. We basically just sit in our houses and rot to death. But they're all, you know, Medicare for all this absolute crap. And they're being exposed and being shown as if they are leaders in the party when they're really just gnats on the party's behind. Okay?
Yeah.
So, personally, I kind of think it's good, although not everybody will hear the truth about the things they really say, but you know, there's that going to be that one person like I was back in 2008. Wow, really? What's going on with this? And actually try to look into it.
But you only look all four of them. I don't know if you agree with this. All four of them are showing their real colors right now. All four of them are coming out.
Yes.
And everything is a hate for the country and a hate for President, a hate for President Trump. And even two of them are out there screaming, "We have to take him down."
They are the epitome. They are the epitome of why I say the left hates America. They just show their picture. And there you go. There you have your example. They're the loudest. They're the dumbest. And they are the most hateful. Yeah. You know, a lot of other Democrats might think to say same things or accidentally say some of the anti-Semitic, anti-American things that these four are saying, but they aren't saying it out loud and being covered. Because we can find it. You know what I mean? Some of it, we over years, you can find it all. But these ones, I think it's good that they're out there.
You like it. You're enjoying this. You're sick person.
I am, because it just, well, I don't want to hear these nitwits talk, but I want other people, I want regular voters who don't pay attention to politics, so I want them to hear these people talk, because I know that they will hear some of the things, especially that come out of Omar's mouth, how anti-American, hateful, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish this woman is. And that's all they're going to have to hear. Because most people disagree with that. Doesn't matter left or right. Normal people. I'm not talking about, you know, people in politics.
Well, let me ask you something. So I'm having a conversation with somebody in an office the other day, and I said, you know, he says, not much. I don't get much into politics. I really don't much care for it. And yada yada yada. I just want to stay in my lane and do my thing. I said, you're in politics every day. Every single time you go to the gas station, right, you're involved in politics. Because that gas tax that you're paying, it came through because of some idiot up in the legislature. So,
right.
I'm sorry, which part of this are you not getting or you not understanding?
And you may not be interested in politics, but it's interested in you.
Yeah, I know, right? They don't
always,
but a lot of people don't really understand how involved they actually are without being involved. Do you agree with that?
Oh yeah, exactly. Because they don't. They only pay attention when it comes to elections. You know, these are the good vote doobies that vote. So they only listen to what incumbents or candidates are saying, and they don't really look into incumbents' records, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, especially Democrats, but you can feel free to verify for Republicans too, politicians lie. And Democrats are especially notorious for lying to your face. They will lie to your face with a knife behind their back, and then when they get into office because you believe their lies, they will use that knife to stab you in the back. That's how Democrats work.
Well,
some Republicans too, but a huge number of Democrats.
Listen, I want to go on to Mueller, your favorite person. And what's going
to
happen?
I can't wait for that whole thing to be over.
Right. Oh, it's not good. I'll give you a break. Listen, let me see.
They're going to milk it till 2020.
Five more years of Trump. 8 years of Pence. That's 8, 10. I'm right out of toes here. 13 years. Okay. So.
Oh God.
They're going to still be screaming about this, you know.
You know, I don't get it though, because it might be feeding their base, but their base is going to be mad when nothing comes out of this again,
right.
And the rest of the country is like, Dude, stop. 2+ years, $25 or $35 million. Stop. You didn't find any collusion. Done.
Oh, no, no. No, because, see, Mueller never came out and said there was no collusion by Trump. He has to use those exact words. And then what they're going to do is they're going to nail him to the wall, and they're going to ask him how he came to that conclusion and why he didn't look into this and why he didn't look into that. I love it. I think it's great. Even, you know, I watched Juan Williams today on The Five for a few minutes, yes. And he, they were talking about something, and then he, Jesse Waters brings up the dossier. And Juan's like, oh, geez. And Jesse had to write, looked up and says, he won. That's hypocritical. You want everything negative that has to do with Trump investigated, but yet it's been proven that dossier was fake. They knew it was fake when they used it. And that's just simply wrong. And I'm amazed at that. I'm amazed. Well, you know, maybe Juan needs to go now, too. Maybe
I don't understand why charges haven't been filed against the people who brought that to the FISA courts. I don't understand that. You and I would already be in prison.
Oh, yeah. I can.
Yes, we would. Hey, well, you know, no, if I'm doing something wrong, you are too.
Yeah, well, I'm a sweet angel. What do you mean?
Right. Yeah, okay.
What could go wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Forget about it.
That's right.
So that's the other thing, though. You have all American people. We watched over the past several years where no one went to jail who broke laws. Lois Lerner didn't. Eric Holder didn't.
I know.
None of these people who actually broke laws who were I'm pretty sure I believe it goes both ways. I don't know. Oh, no, it doesn't, because some Republicans just went to jail for stuff that doesn't even have to do with politics.
Yeah, but you know, isn't it funny how they lied to the FBI that had nothing to do with Trump, the Trump investigation, the Trump/Russian investigation, and yet, right, everybody is screaming, see. No, anything they lied about had nothing to do with covering up for Trump. And it's just amazing how that is. And you hear that music.
Mind-boggling.
Yes. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Joe, we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about after the break. Oh. All right. Ooh. I didn't see this story. A pastor doubles down on love it or leave it as worshipers leave the church. Good for him.
Love it or leave it? Oh, yeah.
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. I don't know. She's not old enough to remember this. There was a place in downtown Boston when I was growing up called, actually a club called Lucifer's.
I bet you hung out there.
I spent a few days there, yeah. this is, and pretty much anything. I was going to say any music went, but not just any music, anything went. At Lucifer's. Yeah, Boston was terrible. You know how it was. It was, it's a college town. There's like a college on every corner. People are partying every week. Well, weekdays too. You know, weekend. It was terrible. You know, and it wasn't terrible when you were 18 or 19, but it was, you think about it now, and it's like, my God, what was going on, drug-wise, alcohol-wise, sex-wise, whatever, in all those colleges. It was just a... Well, you're already talking. I'm going to pull you in. I'm Joe Messina, your host, the real side of GCN Live. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to help me kick off the week and deal with all the craziness that's been going on in and around the news. So, anyhow, Pence was abruptly yanked out, last week? I think it was near you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, I just found out the reason today.
Yeah, okay, good. So that's what I'm going to say. You know, everybody, this is why I get crazy when people speculate before they have a clue. And
yeah.
it was national security, and, you know, we thought the North Korean rocket man was going to light off some rockets, and maybe this. It's like, shut up. You don't know what's going on. And now you find out that he may have been very close to an investigation that included the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Yes.
They were afraid if something went down that he would be in the crosshairs, if you would, right?
Yeah, there's a guy who, he's a former New York Giants player.
Uh-huh.
He lives in New Hampshire, apparently. I've never heard of him. But he's a big, you know, drug rehab. I used to be addicted to drugs. It's drug rehab, you know, trying to help people on the road to recovery. He's been seen with Senator Shaheen, who loves spending money on drug addicts. Shocker. And my Pence was coming in for an opioid, you know, discussion, you know, the quote-unquote crisis. And this guy was supposed to meet with him.
Yeah.
He was supposed to meet with him, but in the meantime, he was being arrested for being caught with 1,500 milligrams or whatever of fentanyl. In New Hampshire, I think.
Yeah. Well,
so.
No comment. I mean, people, just relax. Okay. The other one that I thought was interesting today, I don't know if you heard about this one, is the, you know, that Tom Brady post that's been going up and that went up and people have been pounding on him. You know, he drug his, he jumped off. In New England, there's a lot of quarries. And when I was a kid, we used to go in the hot day, because it's bad when it's hot. We used to go to the quarries and we would jump in.
Yeah.
And that's how you cooled off, right? So apparently,
yep.
he was with his daughter, and his daughter didn't want to, I'm giving you a short version here, but, you know, she didn't want to jump in. She was afraid of jumping in. So he grabs her and he drags her and he jumps off with her into the water. And she's freaking out, right? And they're going off on him. They're calling him all kinds of names. And I'm going, before he even started this, I'm saying, look, as a father, this is kind of what we do. All right?
Yes, it is.
We help you get past. What are you afraid of?
A fear.
I'm here with you, right? Come on. Let's go. I don't want to go. We're going to go. I don't want to go. Don't care. We're going. And you just, right? And I can't.
It's not like he took her. It's not like he took her and threw her in on her own. He was with her, right?
Right next to her. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go. I gotta look up this story now. You know how people are. Well, first of all, people hate the Patriots. People hate Tom Brady. And God forbid, you know, he does something that some people might not agree with. I mean, you know how people are, especially today.
Oh, yeah.
They're awful.
Yeah.
People are just, humans suck today.
Well, they're idiots.
Not all of them. Not
one guy,
the other. Definitely.
Yeah, one guy writes, what is this? Tom Brady acted irresponsibly and immature when he had his 6-year-old daughter jump off a cliff into the water with him in Costa Rica. He endangered the welfare of a minor, and Child Protective Services should take that child immediately. I'm thinking, your kid is exactly the kid I do not want to apply for a job with me.
Right?
I mean, your kid is the kid that's curled up in a little ball, and he's tearing up, and he needs to have a little cuddly, soft dog by him because somebody said that, you know, pro-life people were going to be on campus today. That's your child. Right. That's the one
right.
I want. You know?
It's a little small cliff. I'm watching the video right now. People, you can go online and watch the cliff. It's not that big. I would even jump over that, and I don't like heights.
No. I can tell you. You know, watch.
No.
They're going to send Child Protective Services to my house. I used to put my kids up on the wall, make them jump down and, you know, into my arms. I would throw them in the water. And
she was going to jump. They're making something out of nothing. Okay, so I just watched the video. People need to watch this video. She was getting ready to go and jump with him, and then she sort of hesitated, but he was already going.
Mm.
She didn't want to do it, and then tell him I don't want to do it or whatever. She was holding hands. They were getting ready to jump off. She hesitated, but he was already going.
Yeah.
And he was holding her hand.
So he grabbed her and pulled her in with him, basically, right?
No, he was already holding hands with her because obviously she wanted, it looked like she wanted to do it. I can't hear if there's any voice because I'm obviously talking to you. So
right.
I'm multitasking. You know how that works.
Yeah, thank you.
He was holding her hand. She seemed like she wanted to go and try it. She was probably hesitant, which you know, most people probably are the first time, especially to do something like that, or most kids. But as he was starting to go, she hesitated. You can see she hesitated and pulled back, but he already had her hand, and he was in the air.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Get let go of her and make her get hurt and fall on a cliff? Idiots.
Look, I'm going to go one step further. People aren't going to agree with me, but... Look, as dads, this is what we do. We push our kids.
It is.
Right? We show them they don't have to be afraid. I'm there with you. I will. This is what I always say about people. If your kids are going to fail, let them fail when they're at home with you, when they're young, and you can help them get over these things. You don't wait until they're in their 20s and all of a sudden they can't
it's
do anything in life. You know,
right.
This kid may end up being a boxer with a dad like that.
Right.
She's not afraid of it. But I mean, she's not going to be afraid of anything. And what do you want? You want us look at this is going to make the feminazis crazy. You want us to feminize her more? You want us to like coddle her little tears or her little fear? Or do you want to help her make her equal with all the other boys in the room? You know that she has.
Do you want her to be a strong, independent woman, or do you want her to be a woman like the feminazis of today, who are weak, ignorant, and dependent on big daddy government?
That's a
okay. Send your letters to Joe.
Yeah,
because I don't care.
Yeah. These people, I am always amazed at these people. How they're just so contradictory of themselves on a 7x24 basis. Not even once in a while. This is
it's always
people, right.
Yeah, it's constant. Yeah, all the time. Yeah. These are people, not all of them now, because more and more people are switching. These are people that, you know, pretend they fight for women's rights, but most of the time they're fighting, actually, they're voting for people in the Democrat Party who take women's rights actually away. So,
yeah.
You know, the sad part is they don't even see their own idiocy.
No.
They don't see it.
No, you're so... You know, I find it interesting, the comments that the squad has made so far, you know, the racist comments that they made, and they've made many of them, because frankly, if I had made any of these comments, even in and of itself, they would be down at the school board with a lynching equipment for me, right? I mean...
Oh, God, yeah.
Seriously. And they get away with it because they're Democrats, because they're females, and because they're women of color. That is the only reason that they get away with it. Otherwise, if it was a woman of color on the right, they would be crucifying her, wouldn't they?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, 100%. That's how this whole thing works. And the problem is, we know it about the left. Most people who are involved at all in politics can see it. But it's the public education system, and it's the media, and it's the universities. They're all in on it. So they make it worse. So they don't provide the truth to people, or some people, honestly, Joe, and I just said this, they don't know that they're being hypocrites.
Okay.
Or that they're morons.
So you heard that AOC was so mad that the Border Patrol agents were calling her a liar over drinking out of the toilets. And we all know what that was now. She was too stupid to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
She actually, I don't know if you caught this, she swore herself in at the hearings. Okay.
I did hear about that.
Okay. Because what she, and show how stupid she is, what she basically was saying is, I'm going to prove I'm telling the truth by swearing myself in to swear on myself to tell the truth.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Hold on, I got to have another hit off the crack pipe, because that doesn't make any sense to me. And then if you look on you take a look on Cummings, you look on Rep. Cummings' face, he was flabbergasted. He's like, we don't do this. You're already like a, you're already an officer of the court. You're sworn in automatically.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, they're her own party is looking at her like she's a complete idiot. Not just us.
Hey, how many stupid pills did you take this morning? Anyway.
Some people are just born that way.
All right, where do they find you quick?
GraniteCrock.com, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
All right, God bless. Always a pleasure. Listen, Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk about dope the next hour. Now, I'm furious about this. We'll talk in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side.